I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 429. On Live should now be called Undead. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh my god, I got Panda in the studio for once.
I know.
In the studio, I mean my living room. And by living room, I mean my couch.
Well, your couch is in your living room.
This couch is, in fact, in my living room.
It so, yeah, not in I am day. Here, physical, in the flesh. If she hits me, you'll hear it, and it will hurt. Please don't.
I was about to be like, sound effect, sound effect. But, no, but I didn't.
I appreciate
because
that.
Because I am mostly not a douche.
I am a douche-less these days.
Yes, you are slightly less douchey. Less douchey 2015. You're off to a very good start. Keep putting in the work.
I am.
All right. Gold star for Panda.
Yay! I love golden stars!
Who doesn't? So we had a bunch of stuff to talk about. I want to jump in first. Like, I'm just, like, getting right to it.
Okay, I'm totally sorry. You have a pen that looks like a black crayon?
I have a pen that looks like a black Crayola crayon. Yes.
Okay, back to the show.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was like, it's so shiny. I'm like, that can't be a crayon.
It's a heavy, and it's heavy, too.
You can tell I work in a classroom because I'm like, crayons?
And it's retractable. The back end is the thing that makes it retractable.
Okay, back to the show.
Yeah, you know, because you got to keep it classy.
That is so fucking cool.
I got that one year from ThinkGeek.
That is, thank you, ThinkGeek, yeah. For being so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely love it. It has its own, like, little case that opens up, so it looks like a pyramid, and then you pinch it open, the mouth opens, and it sits in there.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a nice, fancy desk accoutrement. But now that we're done with that,
we're done.
Back to what we want to talk about. I want to talk about all kinds of things breaking the internet.
A lot of things were Amiibos be breaking the internet.
That's what I want to talk about. Amiibos be breaking the
Amiibos
internet.
Amiibos be breaking GameStop and be breaking the internet.
Like, real. So here's the deal. I started collecting Amiibos basically because Quicksilver got me into it over at Structure.
Turbo Nerds?
Yeah. I was on an episode I guest hosted, and we were talking about all kinds of games, and I hadn't bought a single Amiibo, because as you know, I was on that Disney Infinity for a minute, and I'm back on it again, because I need Curio Space, and then the collection continues. Because I love the look of the Infinity figures. But
I mean, I could totally tell that adults live here.
I mean, yeah. You can totally tell. Don't let my My Little Pony and my Stimpy fool you.
Nope. An adult lives here.
Just because I have my mantle decked out in Infinity and Amiibo characters doesn't mean that I'm not an adult. I am an adult because I was able to afford all those characters on my mantle.
You don't have to be an adult to get those, because if you're a kid and you have dispensable income, you could just weekly allowance.
What are weekly allowances? Because those are $13 a pop for the Infinity figures. And I'll tell you right now, there's not a goddamn Amiibo figure. Yeah, I said it. There's not a goddamn Amiibo figure on that mantle that costs less than $20.
Bro.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you right now, there's not a goddamn Amiibo on that mantle that costs less than $30. Because those are all rare Amiibos.
Damn, bro. By the way, I just want to say...
And there is an Amiibo on that shelf that costs $60. I did not pay $60 for it.
Is it the blue one?
No, it's the Pit.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say this to you. I'm surprised that you got the Star Fox, because
Do you want to know why I got Star Fox?
Because someone gave it to you?
Nope.
Because
of you.
Because I'm Star Fox. Yeah. You're the peppy to my Star Fox.
Did you just hear what I said? I bought it because of
you. I know.
Because it makes me think of you.
Because I
did not like
the Star Fox. I love Star Fox. Star Fox Adventures. Suck my dick.
So when Star Fox came out, I was like, I gotta get that, because that's, like, Amanda's ish.
It is. Because but you need to get peppy, because you are the peppy to my Star Fox.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
You're the bunny.
Oh, okay, I like the bunny.
Do the barrel roll. He's the one, that's why I gave you the dog tag.
I know, I still have it. It's in my bedroom. That's it. So that's why I got the Star Fox. So for my Amiibo collection, I have a bunch of rares. No, they are not in box, except for the two that I just recently got. I need to take them out. Because I like collecting rares. So yeah, so I am collecting rare Amiibos for a couple of reasons. Not because I want to be that douche that's like, look at my Amiibos, they're all the super rare ones. But most of the ones that become rare are the characters from various games that I actually really like. I'm not a huge Mario fan. And I'm...
Whoa!
Hold on. In that, I feel like the Amiibo thing, they're just milking it because there's like 6 different Marios.
True. They're true. You're right.
You know? And so I'm just like, I'm not gonna have 12 versions of Mario and 6 more versions of Luigi. Like, that's silly. I might buy the one Mario from the one game that I like, but I'm not gonna go all out. And other than the core characters, Wario, Waluigi, Luigi, Mario, Peach, and Daisy, and Yoshi, they're not really making multiples of other characters. So I told myself, all right, if I'm going to buy Amiibos, I'm going to buy Amiibos that are characters that I really, really like. And I loved Fire Emblem. I never finished it, but I love the game. So I wanted to get pieces that I really wanted to display that I'd probably use in the games at some point, because I really haven't played Smash Brothers that much.
I wasn't very good at it.
I've never been good at Smash Brothers, but I do enjoy, like, a good multiplayer couch play. Like, when you have a bunch of people over and you're gonna make it a pizza and popcorn kind of night, it's a fun game to play with a bunch of people. So I enjoy that. But I don't really have a lot of people over to my house all the time. So I don't really play Brawl a lot.
Couch Coop, right.
You know, I love Couch Coop when I have the op, but I haven't had the op in, like, a while. You know? So then my next thing is, like, alright, so what are the characters that I like? So I have Sheik. I'm trying to get my hands on a Shulk. I don't think it's going to happen.
Probably not.
But I have Lucario. I have a Rosalina because I absolutely love Rosalina from Galaxy. I have Pit. I have Marth. I have Star Fox. And the Star Fox, like I said, I got for you. For me, for you.
Well, you got it for you, but it makes you think of me, because I remind you of a Jeep.
Yes. No. 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 No.
I got you.
I don't want to ride you. No.
Oh, R. Kelly. Always working your way.
No. No, R. Kelly. I do not want to ride you. Or you.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Let's make that clear.
That's fine.
So my big thing has been, like, watching all the Amiibo craze, and every time Nintendo has a Direct and they start talking about Amiibos, I get a little excited. And then when I start hearing about who has what exclusive, my excitement level starts to drop. And then I got the Star Fox for you. Well, not for you. For me, for you.
You got it for you, but it makes you think about me. And you and me equals calculus.
Yeah, something along those lines. But every time I watch a Nintendo Direct and they start talking about Amiibos, I start getting really excited.
Like, yay!
Yeah. And then they start talking about Amiibo exclusivity, and my excitement starts to dwindle. Exactly. So, like, round 4 of Amiibos were announced in the last Direct, which I know that you saw.
Yep. And I'm going to talk a little bit about things that were announced at the Nintendo Direct.
Awesome. I fell in love the moment I saw the yarn Yoshi.
I know! I thought it was an April Fool's joke, because we know the Nintendo Direct happened on April Fool's. So everyone was kind of like,
Everything was taken with a grain of salt, which it should have been, because you never knew
what was real and what was fake.
Anybody was going to pop out at any moment and be like, gotcha, bitch!
I mean, Google did that fucking Google Panda, which I want one. I would sit there and talk.
Did you play Pac-Man on any of the maps?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Playing Pac-Man in our city, kind of funny.
No, I didn't. But I saw the Google Panda thing, and I'm like, this can't be real. And the boyfriend's like, no, it's not. I'm like, I would jog and have a panda. I would do it. I would not be embarrassed.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be proud at all. Yeah.
Proud.
So, I mean, it was like, oh my god, I have to have that amiibo because it's so cute. Not even like to play it. Little known fact for listeners at home, in high school, my nickname was Yoshi.
Some of the family members still call you Yoshi.
Yeah, some people still call me Yoshi. Because I love the character, and I played like, a lot of Mario in high school.
I remember because I wanted to play so I could get a blue Yoshi so I could fly.
Yep.
That's all I wanted, blue Yoshi.
And so I love the character, and I would love to have that yarn Yoshi.
What does the yellow one do? I forget. Is that the stomping Yoshi?
I think that's the stomping one.
Because the red one was fire.
Yeah. I believe the yellow one stomped.
You stomped.
Real hard. It went thump thump.
I think so. Landed.
So, very excited about that character. I really wasn't, like, I was not impressed with the gold Marios to begin with, so most of the other characters, I was like, oh, yeah, those are nice, but I really, really wanted the Yoshi. You know, the Jenna Ninja, I really wasn't all about. But a couple of them were exclusives to GameStop.
You know, I wondered why they didn't make a Luigi Amiibo. Amoobies.
Amiibo.
Amiibos.
Amiibo.
Amiibos. Amababoos.
Singular. Amiibo. Plural.
Amiibo. Where he's doing the death stare. Because that would have been genius.
That's pure marketing gold.
So if
right
you
there.
Do that, copyright Amanda Pandalicious and give me my money.
Because I would absolutely buy a death stare Luigi.
Because you just have him staring at you while you're playing
the game. I would just put him on my desk at work. And just like when people say stuff that's suspect, I would just turn him
over
in that direction.
Yes.
Like,
I'm sure it's coming.
They have
just,
to.
It's too good of a
But
toy.
Unfortunately, it's going to take them too long to do it that it's going to have lost, like...
It will never lose
like, if it had happened this round, like, people would have immediately lost their shit and broke the internet even faster than they did. Because here's what I'm talking about with breaking the internet. So they announced during the Direct when pre-orders for these new Amiibos were going to go live, including all of the exclusive ones. And then what had happened was...
The internet broke.
Exactly. And not just like a little bit. Because you could pre-order in a GameStop or online at your location, your GameStop location for those exclusives. So if you had the GameStop app on your mobile or you logged into the desktop, you could select what your store was and pre-order at your store. It broke the GameStop servers. And I mean bad. The in-store servers... Brooke.
Wow.
It took GameStop all the way down. So there were just people lined up. Because you couldn't start pre-ordering till 3 o'clock. So there were people lined up starting at like 11.
But you know that overzealous person knew that there were going to be announcements. They're like, I'm just going to sit here until the Nintendo Direct. Stream it from my phone. Because it's conveniently near a Starbucks so I can pirate their Wi-Fi. And just be that lucky mofo who happens to be here at the right time.
Yeah, you know there was somebody.
Somebody camped out.
And so it broke it so bad, it took them a few hours to fix. So there were photos that started showing up on Twitter and on Facebook of, like, people pissed off, sitting down inside a GameStop, waiting for systems to come back up because they absolutely needed to get their pre-orders in, and things like that. The website broke for me, so I wasn't able to get back in. After a few hours, GameStop was able to get their servers back up. However, they were no longer taking any pre-orders for any of the Series 4 Amiibos online at all. Only in-store were they doing them. And you couldn't even look at your store online.
Ugh. So you had to go there and be like, what do you got?
Yeah. So the only Amiibos that you could pre-order, I shouldn't say pre-order, I should say order at that time, were the existing ones that were in stock.
Ugh.
Yep. So... Those of us were like, yeah, it's finally up. All excited. Jump back in. And nope. Wait. No.
No! Stop! What are you doing? Stop!
So needless to say, I did not get a pre-order for the Yoshi.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm disappointed about that. So very disappointed that I didn't get my Amiibo. Very disappointed that the GameStop servers went down. But kind of impressed by how the thirst for Amiibos has gotten so heavy that it broke GameStop. Like, Kim Kardashian's ass tried to break the internet. Amiibos actually broke the internet.
Didn't her butt and titties break the internet for a little bit?
Mm-mm. No, Twitter didn't even come down.
Oh. I mean, ass and titties.
I mean, ass and titties. Ass and titties. But I love that movie. I love that movie so much. But I really kind of over the amiibo piece at that point. Like, I sat back and I was like, wow, here I am. I've been sitting for like 3 hours trying to get this damn amiibo that I'm probably not going to use in any games.
No, you're just going to look at it for aesthetic value.
It's going to be a decoration and conversation starter for me for the most part. Because I play Infinity more than I play...
I know you do.
Smash, Brothers Brawl. And so I thought, all right, hold up. I am not going to lose any sleep. I am not going to be that kind of thirsty for amiibos. So... what will I do? And I was like, look, I'm going to go back to collecting Infinity figures. I like them. There's plenty of characters. Like, between the last series, like, I don't have the Big Hero 6 series yet.
And you don't
I
want have the those. Guardians of the Galaxy
I don't
set.
Have all the Guardians. I have one of the Guardians. I have, what's her face?
Gamora.
Yeah. In a box. In that corner. I didn't get anybody else yet. I need to take her out. I need to get the rest of the Guardians. So I need the Guardian set. So, I'm going to go back to Disney Infinity characters and collecting them. And I'm just going to wait till, like, the dust settles. Because I've already seen, like, people listing on eBay that they're planning on selling a Yoshi, a Yarn Yoshi for, like, $60. And I'm not paying $60 a character.
No, I wouldn't either.
Like, that's just crazy. Props to fucking Nintendo for making a supply and a demand thing that's making them bank, but... like, I'm done. I'm off the amiibo horse.
I'm glad to hear that, bro.
Unless people want to gift me amiibos, and then I'll take them.
But see, that's not you... that's... but getting a gift of an amiibo is not the same as you shoveling out money. Like, I mean, if someone wanted to buy me Into the Woods, I would take it. But I'm not spending money on it.
You said you weren't going to bring that up in the show.
I know, and I still did.
So, like, that's the only piece of the direct that really spoke to me. I mean, I was, you know, sad when the Zelda game was announced that it was pushed back. But, you know, here's the thing.
If you keep talking about Nintendo's things, I'm not going to have anything to talk about when I talk about the Nintendo Direct.
All right, I'll shut up.
No. If we're going to... let me just pull up my notes for the Nintendo Direct since we're focusing on it right now.
I mean, the Direct... it's like there was a lot in the Direct to talk about.
So, let me see. So, you did talk about Smash a little bit.
Yeah.
Smash
Brothers
update.
I talked about the amiibos coming. Yeah. I didn't talk about the ins and outs of the update.
They talked a lot about updates that were coming to already existing games. Like, I know that they talked about Smash and we're going to get Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Which, us Pokemon fans, totally down for that. Because, I mean, we've had Pikachu, we've had Wigglytuff and Jigglypuff.
Hello, Jigglypuff.
So, I mean...
Jigglypuff was my Pokemon back
so we
in the
need
day.
The Sethiroth of Pokemon to be visible, which is why they have Mewtwo joining.
Yep.
And I think that's going to happen on April 15th, I think what they announced.
That's when Mewtwo's coming out, yeah.
But if you registered, like, if you have both versions, the one for the DS and one for the Wii U, with Club Nintendo and stuff, you can get it then. But if you don't, you can buy it on April 28th.
Okay.
So... if you were...
dude, I have neglected my Club Nintendo stuff so bad.
Can I have all your shit?
No, you can't have it.
Why?
You can't have all my shit.
Give me your points that you're not using.
You can't have my points.
I want a messenger bag. Give me your points.
You can't have my points.
And it's an ugly bag, but I still want it.
You can't have my points.
Anyway, something else. The protagonist from Mother 3 is also going to join the roster, but he's not coming until June. Lucas?
Okay. Yep.
So
yep.
If you were a big Mother fan... then you were probably very excited to hear about that.
Yeah, I was not a big Mother fan. So
I actually didn't... I liked Earthbound. Because that's what we know it as, is Earthbound.
Earthbound's not bad, but I wasn't...
And I know that they're doing ballots right now so that you can cast your vote on what you'd like to see come to the
I've
roster.
I've seen some people putting in some funny fucking things. Somebody put,
the black brother from That's So Raven.
Yes, but somebody else put Drake's character from Degrassi.
Oh my, wait, and he's in a chair in Degrassi!
Yep.
He's in a chair and he wants to be a basketball player, but he can't walk.
Yep. It's just those basketballs.
And it's sad that now you guys know I actually watched Degrassi.
You watched the hell out of Degrassi. Wop, wop.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's funny when you out yourself.
So... Another thing that I was looking forward to that they mentioned in the direct was that Fatal Frame is getting a Wii U.
Yeah. So here's the deal. That's all you, boo.
Oh yeah.
Not totally me at all.
And it's coming to us in the fall. So if you don't know anything about Fatal Frame, where the fuck have you been for like the last 6 years?
Yeah, Fatal Frame was one of the few.
Even beyond that,
I think I mentioned I tried a demo for Fatal Frame 2 once. Back in the day when I got the PlayStation Underground, when they gave me the magazine and the demo disc. And I didn't get not even 2 minutes into the demo.
Before. But Fatal Frame 2 was Crimson Butterfly, so it was the twin one then.
Yes, but you still started with first you entered this house, and then you had to find a camera. It was still Fatal Frame. And so, like, as soon as I found the camera, I ended up
I mean, the demo probably cut you right to the first bit of gameplay because there's a big cinematic that happens.
It did not have a cinematic, and it did not have a tutorial.
And you were already in the village, and you were already separated from your sister, which the whole game is literally, where's my sister? Oh, there she is. Fight ghosts. Oh, there's my sister. She's acting weird. Do I do more? Oh, let me leave her again. So there's like, you think you have abandonment issues? Don't play Fatal Frame 2 because then you'll really think you have abandonment issues with me. Because they're always like, oh, I found you. I'm going to go this way. No, don't. Like, literally, the twin sister is begging you not to leave her. And you're like, I'll be right back. When you show up, she's gone. And you're just like, I thought you'd never leave me. It's like, bitch, I left you in a locked room. I locked it myself. How'd you get out? You're a demon. Spoilers. I'm just kidding. It's not really a spoiler, but spoilers. But the Fatal Frame, or Zero Shot, I think it's called something like that in Japan, Project Zero or whatever, it has a great line of games, and we haven't even seen them all over here.
Yeah.
We only have
Fatal Frame and
Fatal Frame 2. No, we have one other one, a third one. But there's a fourth one that only got a Japan release, and that one was even more fucked up than the last three.
Crimson Butterfly was fucked up enough for me.
You think? And the funny thing is, and I mean, Fatal Frame, I think, gets a lot of props because it really kind of defined what survival horror could be. It wasn't always going to be a gun, and it wasn't always going to be zombies, and it wasn't going to be. And I mean, we've already established
that.
It
was a great mechanic in the game.
That Japanese horror, or what they perceive as scary, is very different than what we think.
Think about, you know, the stamp that it left on the industry. I mean, basically, it's the mechanic that Outlast stole.
Not exactly.
Camera in the dark.
Your camera, but in Outlast, the camera, you didn't use it, you were using it for video, but you were also using it so that you could walk through the dark without other things detecting you.
Yep.
The camera in Fatal Frame was different because that's what allowed you to combat the ghosts.
Yes.
And in Outlast, you were just there to transcribe. You're not fighting anything in Outlast. You're just trying to outlast. And in Fatal Frame, you are trying to exorcise ghosts so that they don't steal your life force. Because apparently that's what ghosts do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But I mean, I only played the three. And I actually played 2, 3, and then 1. And then I went back to 1. I do things fucked up, apparently. And when I went back to 1, I'm like, meh. Because I had already seen the crescendo in 3. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to walk around in this pretty much grayscale world for like 8 minutes. But it did define the genre, and it let us see a different perspective of what, you know, what could happen. Because, I mean, then we got that one game where you had 4 different people who were all linked through their mental, like they had this mental telepathy, but you could only operate as 1 at a time. Uh-huh. So if you were 1, you had to go through this area, find a place that you felt your person was safe, and then zone out and then go into another person. But other characters could die if you didn't place them right. And that was scary within it. And that's, again, that also came out in Japan. I can't remember which one that one was. But it's an amazing game. So I'm glad that, one, we have a console that will give us a physical peripheral that will let us really feel like we're in control of the camera. Because I'm sure they're going to do that use VR that and use that to, you know, navigate your space, which will be a great addition to that.
Not leverage the gamepad.
And they're going to. So, like, that was a done deal. And the minute I saw that, I'm like, Yes.
Yes. So does that mean that you're actually going to buy a Wii U now?
I don't have to. My boyfriend has one. So.
Dick.
What's his is mine, and what mine is mine. Don't touch it. And I'm glad he doesn't listen to the show, because he'd be like, bitch, please.
Yes.
He would.
Really.
He would.
Legitimately.
But I was very excited about that. So, I will definitely be talking about that and getting my hands on it. I know that we're getting a new Fire Emblem, but I know that they pushed that back to 2016.
Yep.
So, sorry guys, but hey, at least...
Yay, but not
so super
so
yay.
Soon yay.
Yeah, like, it could have been more. And you already talked about the whole amiibo thing.
Yep.
And all apparently Splatoon is even getting into the amiibo action.
Yes.
It will have some integration.
Yeah, they announced, I think, one of the characters from Splatoon as an amiibo, but I can't imagine that they won't bring more of the characters from the game.
I also know that they announced the Mario Kart 8 DLC, because I know they were talking about a bit ago that we were going to get some Animal Crossing integration into the game, and we're getting that. And as soon as they mentioned that, I was like, oh, great! Ninja loves Animal Crossing.
I love Animal Crossing. My town is full of weeds right now, because I haven't touched
it in 6 months. You haven't touched it, like, forever.
No, I haven't touched it in, like, 8 months. Let me not lie. I've been doing other things.
But we should see an additional playable character from Mario Kart 8 from Animal Crossing. That's going to happen on April 23rd. And I think we're going to get some more unlockable amiibo
costumes,
too. I
want KK Slider as a character.
You do?
I want KK Slider so bad.
So, but that was some stuff from the update that I was really glad about. I know they had mentioned about the NFC reader being available for purchase outside of if you got the new Nintendo 3DS.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have the new Nintendo 3DS. I still have my regular 3DS. So, I mean, yay for you if you have it, but, you know, it's not, it doesn't break my bank. It doesn't make me sad if I don't get it. But I also know, because I'm looking at my notes, that there was a Virtual Console is getting an update.
Yep.
And they're going to make it so that there is a... you can get Super Mario 64 and I think Yoshi's Island DS for like $10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. But those are some of the things that came out of the Nintendo Direct that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, and you were excited about?
I was really excited about those because, one, Nintendo 64 was my fucking ish.
Yeah, it was your ish.
Like, the minute I got the Nintendo 64,
I
remember...
K.I. Gold, son. K.I. Gold!
Oh, man.
You would just do insane combos with Jago.
And Orchid. You were better with Orchid.
I was better with Orchid.
You were better with Orchid.
And the wild child chick.
Maya. Yep, I remember.
Yeah, it was some
good
times.
But, man, like, I remember getting that 64, because, like, you were kind of mad I got it, but then I was like, you could still play it, like, whatever, but, like, if I wanted my Mario 64 time, you were like...
And then I tried real hard to battle to try and get a Jaguar system, and Bob and Dad were like, nope.
No.
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 And also, nope.
I mean, I would love to see them... I mean, and I shouldn't say this, because, I mean, Super Mario 64 really pushed my boundaries, I feel, as a gamer. Because, I mean, I completed every star, even that last super hidden star. I was so about getting those. And I know, like, Mario Galaxy has that all implemented and all that stuff. But I kind of miss, you know, I love that you got to go into Peach's Castle, and I love that all your levels were in paintings, and, like, it really opened up Mario's world outside of, you know, traveling through pipes to different regions.
Yeah,
like, it really brought
it
a bigger...
It expanded the universe.
It did. And, I mean, yeah, we're in the galaxy now. Okay, oh, now we have a queen of the universe now, and, you know...
Don't talk shit about Rosalina.
I like Rosalina.
Don't talk shit.
I actually feel like Luigi should, like, just get all up in her business.
Like, he should really not even be
get up in her
business,
like, snatch.
What?
Oh!
Why are you so...
And while he does it, he can listen to that song Crash by Dave Matthews
Band. Is it because you're in a tank top?
I'm feeling really gangster right now.
Gangster?
I feel
really, lost
gangster.
It. You lost it.
Like,
you're right there.
I feel so gangster right now with my one chain. That's broken.
Oh, this is why we don't do video. And we're completely sober. See, that's
the thing that
kills,
I know!
That's the thing that kills it. I'm usually never sober for these
you
things.
You are never sober.
For these things. Finish the statement.
It's like never nudes. You're never sober.
Shush! For these things. Alright. So, more video game stuff. And anime things. And things of a nerdy nature. So, I want to talk really quickly about Fast and Furious. Just real quick.
Okay.
I have not seen the movie yet. Fast 7. I do plan on seeing Fast 7, though. For a couple of reasons. I've seen every Fast and the Furious movie.
Except this one.
Except this one. I
remember Tokyo Drift.
I've seen Tokyo Drift multiple times.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's the thing that introduced me to the Teriyaki Boys.
Yep, that which is what I just referenced for you all.
Like, they're enjoyable, high-octane movies. I love the tech and the testosterone of the movies. I love muscle cars, as you well know.
I know.
So, whenever you're like, I'm gonna give you some good-looking dudes, I'm gonna give you some good-looking chicks, I'm gonna give you some good-looking explosions, I'm gonna give you a couple...
I'm gonna get you a guy that's gonna go, woo!
I'm gonna give you a couple of fights, I'm gonna throw in a rock all oiled up for you, nice. And this time,
because he's movie Viagra. He is franchise Viagra.
He's franchise Viagra. And his appearance on SNL was like amazing.
He did a really good job. I'm the Rock Obama.
I love that he doesn't take himself too seriously, that he will actually do that stuff and commit. But I decided that I was absolutely going to see Fast 7 after Paul Walker passed away.
Right.
Because... say what you will about the Fast movies, those guys really have become very close-knit, like, as a unit.
They're a family.
They really are. Like, when you think about it, no bullshit, they've been basically working together on that franchise for 7 movies. That's, like, Harry Potter-like close.
Yeah,
you
know?
That's a lot of years together to be with people. And then to lose somebody the way that they lost Paul, it's definitely a very emotional thing. And so... you know, the entire group has said this is our, you know, goodbye to this franchise and to thank you to the fans. And I'm a fan, so I'm definitely going to see it. Plus, they drop fucking cars out of a plane.
That's not even the... I like in the trailer when he's driving through... like, he gets the car through the skyscraper. Like, just... I want to know how the car got in the skyscraper.
I have no clue.
From then to hit velocity to then...
go through the skyscraper,
out and then
into another skyscraper, with him then jumping out of the car in just enough time, and the velocity, being able to stop himself, not cutting himself on glass, to keep him falling himself out.
Like,
on the-
I really, you know, because I know that there was a joke that I think, like a joke article that was out there, that Helen Mirren was like, I want to be in the next Fast and Furious movie, even though there isn't going to be one. And they had that one really cool car scene with the when it flipped and the doors were open and she was all like, bam, 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 bam.
Like, it
and I'm like, damn, Helen Mirren, like, I'm getting a boner right
I
now.
I really wish Helen Mirren had been in Fast 7.
I totally think she would have been awesome
because
in it.
Because Helen Mirren is badass.
She totally is.
I love her.
And she's got such a great sense of humor.
And she can do action, though. You buy it.
You buy it.
You buy you her do. As a badass.
It's like, here, take my money, Helen Mirren.
There you go.
Dame.
Like, Dame I've Helen bought Mirren. You as a badass since Excalibur.
I don't think I've seen Excalibur.
What?
I don't think so.
Oh my god, Patrick Stewart's in it. And Helen Mirren's in it.
Nope.
You would fucking love Excalibur.
Okay.
It's long as shit, but...
that's okay. I watched Richard III.
So much.
That was good. Richard III.
So much better. So much better than Lady Hawk.
Better than Lady Hawk, bro. Are you serious?
Yes. Excalibur's better than Lady Hawk.
Okay. I trust you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all Canterbury Tales, Arthur...
oh, Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
I read that literature.
Yep. Lady in the Lake, whole thing.
Lady in Lake.
Merlin and everything. Merlin's like a crabby bastard. It's awesome. It's awesome. You need to watch Excalibur. All right. So anyway, I do plan on seeing 7, and I will see it in the theater. I'm not going to see it opening weekend because, unfortunately, it's opening weekend is Easter, and we have family things.
Yeah.
But I definitely will see it. And I recommend that, like, if you've ever seen a Fast movie and you enjoyed it in the least, you should definitely check out the movie. It's going to be, like, a really nice fan lover to the fans. So, there you have it. That's all I'm going to say about that. And also, do Fast and Furious.
So fast.
Because I love fast cars. I do. I'm a sucker for a car chase movie. I am. Like, it started with Bullet. So, it's a done deal, like...
Why was Fast and the Furious 6 scared of Fast and Furious 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah!
Alright, let's talk about that.
They absorbed all the plot points that would have happened in 8 and 9 and they put it in 7.
Plot?
You know that stuff that most movies miss?
Alright, so...
They are the plot.
Some more nerdy stuff. New Addictions for me on YouTube, which I highly recommend in case you haven't ever checked them out. I discovered these. I'm probably late to the game. I'm sure that you guys are all
I'll tell
up
you
on
if
this
you're
stuff,
late.
But how it should have ended?
I was watching some of those a couple of months back, yeah.
I have been marathoning a bunch of them. I absolutely am, like, in love with how it should have ended. And they're all, like, short, like, under 3 minute animated videos. Which usually end up with Batman being in them somehow, which is awesome, basically. So I'm, like, addicted to that. I've also recently become addicted to Screen Junkies.
I love Screen... Yeah.
For Honest Trailers.
And Honest Game Trailers, too. Which
Honest Game Trailers.
Most of those come out of Smosh more than Screen Junkies.
Than Screen Junkies, but I am addicted to those. As you know, I've been on the Elders React to Kids React.
You turned me on to Elders React, and I am thankful every day that that happened.
It's a beautiful time. It's just a beautiful time. I've been YouTubing, like, a lot of stuff of late in between season endings, because there's, like, very little shit on, especially for Easter week, so I rely on YouTube
to
get
me
through.
Did you see that they're, like, redoing, not necessarily the Ten Commandments, but they're making Jesus, like, super hip,
they're making, like, dark. They're making a series about Jesus.
And, like, they're giving it, like, a Gotham real, like, filter.
Yes.
And I'm like...
And I'm just like, how are Christians not boycotting this?
I'm like, okay, I'm like, well, they want to make Jesus sexy and appealing to all those young Christians out there.
Okay, rock me sexy Jesus, but I mean, come on now.
Like, you...
I mean, but like, come on, though.
I know. There's only so many ways you can tell the story about how he died and came back. Like, for all you know, he was just taking a really deep nap. Woke up, wanted a chili dog from the 7-Eleven.
Massage. You don't even know.
Or actually not the 7-Eleven. It would have been the VII.
Stop it.
Right quick.
Stop it. Stop it.
And then he came back. And I was like, I just snuck out this mud window right quick. Because I was hungry for mutton.
I was just trying to get some mutton.
That's all.
So
I was in a food coma.
So I've been addicted to, like, those channels. I also caught up on a couple of different animated things. So between Honest Trailers, Honest Game Trailers, also What's the Damage?
I don't think I've seen that.
What's the Damage is fun. There's only like 12 videos that I found. But basically what they do is they tally up all the damage that's done in a movie by explosions, bullet fires, all that kind of thing from old movies. And then tell you what that basically would have cost in present-day money.
Ooh.
So, like, they did the Die Hard with Alan Rickman, so I think that's 2. I think that's 2.
Will not comment on whether or not I've seen all of the
you
Die
have.
Hard movies.
Shut up. You've seen them all. Wait, have you not seen, like, the worst one, which is...
Whichever one happened on Christmas is the one that I've seen. So that...
Wait, you haven't seen any other Die Hard movies? Okay, well, we'll fix your life.
Fix your face, fix your life.
Fix your face, fix your life. So they did the second one with Hans Gruber, which is the one that Reginald L. Johnson is in.
Oh, okay.
The dad from Family Matters.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Eddie!
Yeah.
Winslow!
Yes.
That guy!
Yeah, that guy.
I know that guy.
So they go through all the explosions, like all the crazy shit. And ultimately end up with basically in real world dollars if all the damage that happened to basically this one building, because that's where the hostages are, if it happened in real time today, it would cost somewhere in the neighborhood of like $1.5 billion.
And it didn't cost that when they ran the original production?
No, like, it. So, like, imagine, okay,
all the people.
You haven't seen the movie, so it doesn't really make sense to you. But basically, this one building that they're in, that all these hostages are in, John McClane is basically going rogue cowboy, killing all these dudes to try and get the hostages free in this building, and ends up, like, blowing up half of the building, blowing up a helicopter that shows up on the roof to try and fly people out, like, crashing a bunch of plate glass from the building into cars below that destroy the cars below. So he, like, destroyed, I think, like, 3 or 4 police vehicles, plus a helicopter. So when you start going, well, that helicopter cost $36,000, which then you change the rate for what it would cost today, it's just like a running tally of, like, what all this damage would have cost in reality.
Right. Okay.
And so it's just funny when you look at the movie and you're like, oh my god, that was, like, a really good action movie. But just, like, in, like, Into the Woods and stuff, you don't think of, like, the, okay, well, after everybody's saved and all the hostages are out, somebody has to rebuild that building.
Right, that's gonna cost money.
Somebody has to replace those cop buildings. Like, you don't think of, like, okay, well, what's all that damage that just happened gonna cost?
Well, I mean, don't they make light of that in The Other Guys when the two, like, hero cops are being, like, honored the key of the city?
Yes.
And reporters are like, you know, for this 8 ounce of weed, there's all this property damage.
Yep.
And, like, no one says anything about it. Like, it's just swept under the rug. Like, it's all right. The city will reset itself tomorrow anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you haven't checked out any of those channels, make sure that you do. They are great go-tos for when, you know, there's a drought of good things to watch. Basically, when you've run out of Empires and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh my god, I want second season of Empire to happen, like, now. I'm gonna get what's mine.
Because I refuse to watch Dancing with the Stars. I just refuse.
Oh yeah, I have a new episode of that I need to watch.
I refuse to watch it.
No. Let's detour just right quick for a second. I didn't watch the last season. I didn't watch season 9, but I
haven't watched, like, bunches of seasons.
But season 10, and I watched the first two. And Rumor Willis, great tie back to Die Hard. Rumor Willis is competing.
Nice tie back.
And she is fucking amazing out the gate. She's going to win. I don't feel like I need to watch these in sequence because I can't imagine, unless she gets shot in the brain or she gets kidnapped and her dad has to save her, that she's going to lose.
Die Hard movie.
Die Hard happens, like, during a dance competition and she has to, like, beat everyone in order to save her dad.
Yes.
How fucking cool would that be?
And somehow gets taken, so Liam Neeson gets involved. Because you need to get Liam Neeson.
And it happens on Kwanzaa, because there's gotta be a holiday involved somewhere.
Because Liam Neeson's is my shit. Alright, so anyway. So definitely check out those channels on YouTube. They're hilarious. Hilarious. And great fillers for while you're waiting for shows like Last Week Tonight to come back. And The Daily Show, and The Nightly Show, and...
So now, which one of those shows is the one that the new guy, the Trevor something?
So Trevor Noah is taking over for Jon Stewart on The Daily Show.
First day that they announced, everyone was like, yay, and then literally the next day everyone's like, boo.
So basically what happened was Twitter history caught up with people.
Of course,
because Trevor makes very, very off-color jokes. So if you've never seen
his stand-up... Oh my god, a colored man making off-color jokes?
If you've never seen his stand-up and you saw some of his jokes that he put out on Twitter, you'd be like, wow, that guy is really racist.
Okay.
And so that's what happened, is a bunch of people were like, oh my god, this dude's taking over for Jon Stewart. Let me find out about him. And went back to, like, tweets that were, like, 3 years old, completely out of context jokes.
You can't go that far back into history, because you could go back into our show, and I could say that I would never say anything about, like, roasting babies.
Yeah, never
say guaranteed. Probably in the first 100 episodes, I've talked about roasting babies.
I'm sure you have. So that's what happened, is people started looking at, like, old tweets. They're like, oh, Comedy Central, you probably should have done some, you know, fact-checking before you gave this guy the keys to the throne, because he said, like, really racist stuff, and, oh, man, you guys should fire him now. And it's just like, he's a comic.
Have they not seen this current season of SNL? They constantly are making racist jokes.
Yep.
After a while, you scrape the barrel of the joke, and there's racism.
And so Patton Oswalt came to his defense, and so did a bunch of other comedians and other people. I think Trevor Noah is actually very, very brilliant. I've enjoyed his stand-up. I've enjoyed the few appearances that he's already had on The Daily Show. So I think that he's very bright and can definitely do... similar things along the lines of Jon Stewart, as far as that witty look at the political system, understanding the political system. So I wish him luck on it. It'll be awesome.
And wait, who's the Oliver guy?
John Oliver is hosting Last Week Tonight over at HBO. Love that guy. Last Week Tonight's amazing. All right, so game stuff. We got to talk about OnLive.
Yeah, let's talk about OnLive.
All right, so I have not been a fan of OnLive. I covered their stuff early on when they announced what they were going to do. And I never really was very impressed.
You weren't on board with OnLive.
Oh, I see what you did there.
High five!
So, basically, what they were was they basically were Steam before Steam.
Oh my god, they were the hipster Steam.
Okay, so they allowed you to stream games, and you got a special controller, and you had some hardware that you could get, or you could get software for your PC, but allowed you to play games on that hardware that you streamed and you paid for. So, Steam before Steam.
Right, yes.
But they had nothing but troubles out the gate. They had trouble getting good games on the system, you know, things that people would want to play, things that people would want to play for long periods of time, so to keep their subscriptions and those kinds of things. And so the last 5 years have been, like, really difficult for Steam. They've had problems with their servers. They've had problems with the service. They've, you know, had a lot of people leave. So even though it's, it was once valued at, like, almost $2 billion, because, again, it was Steam before
Steam.
Right,
yep.
It wasn't nearly worth that much. And with all the problems and things that were happening, they just decided, you know what, we're going to get about this game. We can't compete with Steam. We can't compete with the console guys actually doing the rental streaming thing themselves now. You know, with Sony's PlayStation.
They realized they were old hat.
And that they just weren't going to be able to compete. So, they folded up shop and sold all their patents to Sony.
Oh, I thought, okay.
For the streaming stuff.
Well, I mean, what about all the people who have stuck by them this whole time? Are they going to get any kind of, you know, refund?
Retribution? No. No.
What do you mean, no?
No. No. Now, what they will get is the ability to play games on the system until the end of the month, but
For
free.
Asterisks over the free, as in, if you bought the subscription, you were kind of entitled to this anyway.
Right.
So it's not necessarily free.
Right.
That is a damn shame.
Right. So that happened. I gotta tell ya, I am kind of surprised, but also not really, that...
I know, you have that face that's like,
Yeah. It's kind of like meh face. Like, I wasn't really into OnLive. I like their idea. I think that pretty much everybody that came after them did it better.
Better. It's like, hey, I did a somersault and I nearly broke my neck. I can do somersaults and backhands without breaking my neck.
Exactly. And people are going to want to watch it because I'm slim and trim and sexy. So, there you have
it. Old and busted. New and hotness.
Sexy. Yeah. And so, I was kind of surprised that they lasted this long, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Frankly, I expected when Valve came out with Steam and started talking about the Steam Box, I thought that we were, you know, at any point going to hear about Steam and OnLive merging. I didn't expect for them to basically shutter their service, sell their patents to Sony so that Sony could hold on to them and sue people that infringed on those patents to make money, and then completely leave the space. Like, that surprised me.
Like, mic drop, peace, bitches. You deal with this mess.
So there's a bunch of people that are without jobs coming up very soon. There's a bunch of people who have been loyal to the service who are basically getting a few weeks of free.
They're getting bummed. They're getting bummed bad. Bad bummed.
Yeah. A little bit of butt hurt. So it's,
I can hear the butt hurt from
it's a
here.
Little sad because, you know, it is games related and it's another service for people to use, you know, going under, and I feel sad about that, but in all honesty, it didn't have a space.
No, it didn't have a drive. It didn't have a leg to stand on.
No, it really didn't. It really didn't. I liked what you did there.
I worked really hard on that one.
I saw that. I saw your brain, like, really trying hard.
It's like, yes, that's exactly what just happened.
So, yeah, OnLive is no more. Patents belong to Sony, so look for Sony to be suing a whole bunch of people. Once that transfer
OnLive
takes
was
place.
Like, Sony, please sue everyone.
Avenge us.
Avenge us.
Avenge us. So, on the anime tip, I just finished up that anime that you talked about.
Danganronpa.
Yeah, finished that up. That was, in fact, very good.
I told, and highly stylistic, I told you.
You were right. You were
so
right.
So freaking good.
I also finished up Tokyo Ghoul.
I haven't even started Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah, you need
Ghoul
to start
yet.
Tokyo Ghoul. That's a good one.
I just finished Parasite.
It's a little dark.
Oh, duh.
But
look
not,
who you're talking to.
But not like another dark.
Okay, that's fine. I finished Parasite the Maxim the other day. And without spoiling it.
Yeah, without spoiling it.
I felt like the pacing of the last episode was slow and very preachy. And that's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to say, i.e. Ajuna. And if you've seen Ajuna, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I haven't
about.
Seen Ajuna.
Then I have not spoiled a damn thing for you. But those of you who've watched
but
Ajuna...
But I've already watched the episode.
So, you
you're
already know.
Spoiling anything for me.
But what did you feel like they were kind of like all of a sudden
I
here's
knew
this,
they were going to go there.
Like
I knew they were going to go there. And for the way that the episode before
last,
that ended.
But I'm like, really? This is where we're going? I'm like, this... And it was underlying throughout the whole thing. And they didn't really start touching it until...
But they hinted at it from the fucking intro video where you watch him change from the nerdy guy all the way to the end. And there's the moment where he is... in that embrace with the girl and...
Well, I mean, like, you definitely understood that Shinichi was gonna go from... Like, it was gonna be a coming of age, essentially. Like, him as an infant, and by infant I mean, you know, unaware teenager, to being thrown into a situation that causes him to either adapt and grow or revert and fail.
Yes, but in the moment where he's in the embrace, where he's naked, joined together with the girl... Miggy is not present.
I know.
It's right there.
I know.
In the fucking intro, Panda.
I know.
Right there.
It made me so sad. Like, because there was an episode where, like, Miggy died. Spoilers. You know, and
you
like,
were like, but without spoiling it.
Fuck it, I'm spoiling it. And, like, you could, because you knew something was going to happen, and you knew the only way to make this viable is that he would have to go first. You know, so then you had to deal with Shinichi, like, oh my god, he's gone, what am I going to do, I've gotten so used to, blah, 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 I can't defeat the insane badass, which, actually, in actual lineup, he should not have been able to do.
Correct.
He would have gotten chopped up in, like, 8 billion pieces, and that would have been the end of that, but that,
because
but that does not make good anime.
Be monologuing, though.
He got a big case of the monologues. But, so then after that whole thing, and you know, and he's sitting there just with his stuff.
The whole thing.
After the whole big battle with Goto or Gato or whatever the fuck his name is. And then he's like, what am I going to do without this? And then, like, the dream him is like, oh no, Miggy's still alive. And you're like, wait a minute, what? Like, you got so used to Miggy, and he started becoming kind of more human and more introspective.
Yes.
Like, and I love that. And then
that's why he went on his journey inside of Shinichi.
I know. But it was all
so
just
so he never really left Shinichi.
No, but he was just like, you're just gonna have your regular hand, I'm just gonna like sleep. And it's not like the sleep that you're used to me getting that puts you in danger and then you freak out and then I save your ass anyway. And then, like, they go on and everything's great. And then I'm like, what about that fucking serial killer? Because you know he's running around. And you know that he was interested in Shinichi even though he never said anything. Because those eyes.
Yep.
And eerily enough, that serial killer looks like Connie from Attack on Titan. Just fucked up.
Oh, shit. Yes, he does.
Like, he had seen some shit and then grew up and became a murderer. I'm like, Connie? It's you. What happened to you? And then, so like that whole battle that happens on the roof when bitchy McBitch face, whose name I can't remember now, like whatever, I'm gonna call her Jenny. When Jenny is like thrown over the side and she's like ready to like accept death, I'm like, bitch, you should have accepted death back in the school if that's where you were gonna sit with all this. And like you just see his hand and he's like, no, I've lost it. And like, I'm sorry, even in his mind, I'm sorry, he should never have slumped over because clearly shit just happened. He's holding her when you clearly saw he didn't catch her and you know that he was just like, I'll help you out this one time. I'll come out of my nap.
I know, it's just like,
I'll help you. All right, now like, you carry it.
Yep, make you take the wheel.
You know, well, I know that, like, you're supposed to believe, they want you to believe that he didn't have that ability.
He was crestfallen. He closed his eyes because, once again, he lost another person that was dear to him.
Yeah.
And so, what they want you to believe, because we're spoiling the hell out of it
at this point, guys. Oh, I feel like all the episodes up until this last one are so good.
The last one was good.
It was, I thought it was just the last one is, in fact, an end. Yeah, like, they really kind of tied it up.
It's an end.
Because I'm just like,
there's no second season for Parasite. Well, no,
like, if they were going to do a spinoff, now we'd have to look at the fat guy with the mouth parasite. And actually, believe it or not, I'm surprised we didn't get a lot of filler episodes with them. Because I thought there were no filler episodes. There were none. They were like, we're sticking to the story.
Yeah.
You know, which I love, because sometimes fillers can get in the way.
Oh, you mean like Fairy Tail?
I refuse to accept that that's an anime. I'm sorry. If someone's like, you would love that, I might know.
If you throw out the filler episodes, you actually would like Fairy Tail.
Probably, but
I'm not. But that's like 112 episodes you just have to skip.
Sorry. There are seasons of Naruto that were considered filler. There is two seasons of Bleach that are all filler.
Okay. Oh, you want to talk about the bout?
No.
You want to talk about the soul when they went after the...
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't want to do that?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Mm-mm.
I mean...
Nope.
Okay. I mean, the battle with number 13, though, was kind of badass.
I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. So, but you know we are going to have an episode where we go through some classic, nouveau classic anime, right?
Yes. I know it's coming.
And you know.
I know.
You know.
Not yet.
Bleach is on that list.
I know it is.
You know that.
I know it is.
Just like the Tenchi Warren Geminar is going to be on that list.
You hurt
Warren
me.
Geminar,
you hurt me.
Warren Geminar is not bad. It could be worse. It could be a lot worse. There is no Tsunami Sasami. There's okay. No Ryooki.
I liked Ryooki as a pet, not as a little fur girl who wanted to get all up into Tenchi's business.
There's none of that.
I'm sorry, guys. And I like harems. I do. I like harem anime. A lot of the ones that are my favorites harems in them.
Yeah.
I will never understand the blank male protagonist, underachiever protagonist, getting all this attention. Like, loved Hina. Okay, he inherited it in. He has to learn how to take care of it. He's got tenet.
He has a big dick. Do you ever think that? Maybe that's the
Keitaro does not have a big dick. They actually reference it in one of the episodes because one of the girls saw him naked and they saw a sad elephant face.
Maybe it was cold.
Anyway, I'm glad that we're on the subject of anime and games, actually, because there is a game, or it's a demo of a game, because they're still kind of trying to work on it, that I need to talk about.
Oh, Lord. I'm worried.
So I love anime. Anime that involves gore most of the time. If it has a murder game in it, I'm all about it.
Right.
And I love me dating sims. I'm playing the one where I fuck pigeons. Well, doves, technically.
You're still on the pigeon game?
I'm getting all the story. All of it. And even the hidden characters. That's how committed I am to fucking birds. Anyway... I'm fucking every birdie.
That was clever.
They call them every birdies in the game.
Oh,
whenever the character's talking, she's like, I love every birdie. And she is not a bird. She is human. You are human fucking birds. Anyway.
I know we've talked about this.
But I love dating sims. I love anime. And I love murder games. What I am concerned about is when you get a dating sim.
Yes.
That requires you...
To murder people in order to fuck someone?
To murder all the other female classmates at your school to get the attention of senpai. And there is a game in development where, will senpai notice me? I think that's essentially what its working title is, or something like that. And you literally go around to the entire school and you murder... Excuse me as I burp through this. You murder every woman on campus... With various weapons. Oh, but it's not just killing them. You have to dispose of their bodies. So you have to drag their bodies to furnaces And the more bodies you kill, the more blood you get, and Senpai doesn't like a dirty girl. And then you have to clean yourself up and clean up all the blood. And, like, you got a weapon? Oh, like, a katana? Oh, clearly all the girls can see you're carrying a weapon, so you have to have, like, a pair of scissors, or, like, a chisel, or an ice pick, or something discreet to take these bitches out. And Senpai isn't even all that hot, ladies. Okay? The model, he's, like, if I had to say, he kind of looks like, Kenichi from Oh My Goddess in the original OVA.
Kenichi wasn't really that cute.
No, and he was short.
Yeah.
And, like, your character's all about this dude's jock. And the one currently right now in the build, he doesn't speak. So you just go around killing people and you walk up to Senpai and it shows, like, a cutscene of you looking up at Senpai and Senpai looking at you. Nothing happens. So I'm like, I'm a murderer now. I just murder. And, like, all the girls that you're killing right now in the demo all have bigger boobs than you. So, like, it's making girls feel like they must murder big-boobed ladies in order to get their man to pay attention to them. And, I mean, I know there's a market for this. I know there are animes where this happens. Hashtag school days. And, I mean,
I was about to say, it feels like you're playing School Days the game.
You're literally playing School Days episode 11, because that's when all the shit went down in School Days, was episode 11. So you can watch 1 through 10 and think, oh, that was a great slice of life, and yeah, it ends there all happy. Fuck no!
Nope.
Shit got real! I'm gonna kill you and chop your head off and put it in a duffel bag, and then get in a rowboat and just row off into sea and die! So spoilers.
You suck at the spoiler thing.
I don't recommend anyone watching School Days if you're expecting, like, Azumanga Daioh, because I'm sorry, not happening.
Yeah.
Chiyo-chan is not there.
No Chiyo for you.
They all look cute and innocent until somebody chops somebody's head off.
You know, they're all cute and innocent until somebody chops
until somebody fucks somebody, gets somebody pregnant, but wants to be with somebody else, but can't because, you know, he put his dick in it and didn't wrap it. Wrap your shit up! Wrap it up. Damn.
The more you know.
Fuck, man. But the demo for this particular game, like I just mentioned, is available if you really want to. And I mean, it looks cute. I hope there's more of a plot.
How is it cute? You gotta kill every bitch on campus.
Well, I mean, they're all very...
just to get this guy's attention.
They're all super kawaii, even when you murder them and shove them into an incinerator. Unless you chop their heads off.
I would not be kawaii if you're trying to put me in a furnace.
Well, I mean, like I wonder if the narrative is going to be, like, you're at school, and, like, maybe you're not killing all the girls, but maybe you're just killing the girls that you see that senpai pays attention to. But then in my back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, if the girl he just said he liked all of a sudden was found murdered, you know, maybe after the second one, people would start realizing maybe it's just girls who like him get murdered.
Yep.
Like...
I mean, people do recognize patterns. It's kind of how the human brain is.
It's like Sally and Jesse both really liked him, and they both got their boobs cut off.
It's kind of weird.
It's like, there's an MO here. It's like, I feel like I'm playing True Detective, which I'm watching, by the way, and that's a totally different thing, and I can't really talk about it here, but damn, that series is good. That's my shit, my dig, so we'll talk about that in, like, 3 seconds. But I understand that there are niches of games out there that obviously don't appeal to me, like this one.
Yep.
Like, unless someone gave this to me and really wanted me to review this, would I really actually go about touching it? But, damn, guys. Like, harems were enough. Fucking dating sims were enough. Now we're bringing in murder? Murder.
Yeah.
For a Kenichi-looking motherfucker.
Nah.
Sorry,
I'm not
guys.
Killing for Kenichi.
So, neither am I.
Not killing for Kenichi.
Now, Kendachi? Totally different Keiichi that I would murder for him because I'd want him to solve the murder so that I could have time with him because he is amazing. I wish he were real. Hashtag I love 2D boys.
Wow. Wow. Okay. With that, I'm going to have to wrap this up because it's going into Cuckoo Crazy Town and it's time to escape.
I'm not John Cruise. I'm Tom Cruise crazy.
No, you're Ted Cruise crazy.
Woo!
No.
I'm crazy.
You are crazy. What's not crazy is checking out our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. There'll be news and reviews there of all AAA titles and event coverage when we're going to shows, which E3 is very close around the corner, kids. So close, you could almost taste it.
I can smell it from here.
You can also check out our website, Home Away From Home, where you'll find the podcast, indie pieces, interviews, and more, electricsisterhood.com. You'll get the podcast there. You'll also be able to get the podcast through the iTunes store, either on your iOS device using the podcast application or on your desktop through the iTunes app. Just search for the S-Cast and subscribe. That will make sure the moment we put out a brand new episode, you'll get it and be able to fill your oral cavities with the awesomeness that is us. Because we's awesome.
Get it on live.
No, not on live. Okay. Well, it's not on live. But it is also in Stitcher Radio. It's also in the Microsoft Store. It's also available via VogNetwork.com.
It's in your butthole.
It's not in your butthole. Dig deep. But it is on the interweb. So just do a search for the S-Cast. You'll find us. Subscribe. It'll be awesome. Also, check out the other amazing shows part of our network, like No Borders, No Race, hosted by King Baby Duck. New episodes go out on Tuesday. If you need beats for your feet, then you definitely want to check out Geek Aggro, hosted by Deuces Wild. And on Thursdays, if you've got issues,
he's got issues,
y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy, Issues Program, Call-In Live, series, rap show, videos. So if you're watching things like Game of Thrones, which is coming back, people, or
April 12th,
Walking Dead.
I haven't even watched season 4.
Then the Issues Guy has a wrap-up show for you to check out. So make sure that you do that. And then for keeping your nerd needs satiated for the rest of the week, there's all the stuff we have on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. We're posting stuff that we like, that interests us, articles, news, all kinds of stuff. Ask us questions, share stuff. If there's something you want us to check out, let us know. And who knows? Maybe it'll appear on a podcast episode. You don't know. We don't know. But hit up the page and make sure you like us and tell your friends. You can also follow us on Twitter at ESH News. We're sharing all kinds of links to our stuff, articles that we think are really interesting, factoids, and all kinds of craziness. So make sure that you join the pack on the socials, because we're social. So be social with us. So, this is the part of the show where I turn to my sister, where I can actually turn to my sister, because she's in the studio, and say, "Hey, yo, sis.
Hey.
What shit you digging this week?"
That thing I just said a couple of minutes ago.
Which was the newsroom. You forgot?
True Detective. That's my new ish.
Oh, I knew it was some HBO show.
That's my, that is my ish. Like, that is such a fucking good series. Like, and I'm not usually a big fan of Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
But, like, he is so intense. And that I'm weird and probably a psycho murderer, but, like, I dig it. Like, I dig it. Mucho. Mucho gusto. Mucho gusto. What about you, though? What shit are you digging?
Well, it's also on the side of the TV stuff. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Like, I...
They're alive, damn it!
I am so in love with that show, and I need them to hurry up and do a second season so I can binge watch.
Well, already been greenlit.
Yeah, I know. I just need
It's a miracle!
It is a miracle. I just need it to fucking happen so I can binge watch that, too.
Tina Fey just poops out gold.
She is a fantastic writer and
she's my spirit animal.
A more amazing producer. So, love the show. That's my shit. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next week, guys.
Bye!